SBS Filipino.
Jealous of the people who are not afraid to die. It's just that I recall back when I was small. Someone promised that they'll catch me, and then they let me fall. And now I'm falling, falling fast again. Why do I always take a fall? When I fall in love, you think by now I've learned. Play with fire, you get burned. But fire can be also warm, and that's why I return. Turn and walk away. That's what I should do. My head says go and find the door. My heart says I found you. And now I'm falling, falling fast again. Why do I always take a fall when I fall in? It always turns out not the same. Losing myself, falling, falling. Catch me if you can. Maybe this time I'll have it all. Maybe I'll take after all. Maybe this time I won't fall. When I
kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino, the R&B jewel, Laura Love. Maraming salamat, Laura, sa napakagandang awitin.
Hello, hello. Thank you din. Salamat.
Kumusta ka, Laura?
Thank you so much. I'm well, thank you. Okay naman, and I'm really glad, and thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Ayan, you're welcome. At syempre, kasama mo din ngayong umaga ang Managing Director ng Care Builders Group, John Rodriguez. Magandang umaga sa iyo, John.
Magandang umaga, everyone. Thank you for inviting us over.
Yes.
Today. You're thank welcome, you. Guys. Have a seat.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to move this. Yeah. Sorry. Hello, hello.
Ayun.
Right, it's better now. Kapasto.
Again, hello, Laura Love and John Rodriguez. Laura, napakagandang kanta.
Yes.
Ang titulo ay
Fallen. That's
bakit,
right.
Bakit mo napili ang kantang ito?
Well, given that yung concert that we're about to talk about, it is in the week of Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So I thought it'd be appropriate para sa, for that event. No, well, for that week. So, mm-hmm. and it's a nice song. I think everyone can relate to it. And then, actually, to be honest, I have been thinking about kung ano kakantayin before for a second song to sing. Pero I think after I heard this, it's just, oh my God, it brings back, you know, your high school days, college days. And it's like, oh, I haven't sang this for so long. So why not?
So you've been singing a long time ago since you were a kid?
Yes. Since I was, well, professionally, I think I started when I was about 14, 15. Mm. But I did one Yamaha recital when I was 10 years old.
That's in the Philippines.
That's in the Philippines, yes. Mm. So, which runs in the blood. Well, Filipino style. Yeah, so, we love music. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay. So, you came here in Australia when you were older?
First time I came here when I was 10. Mm. But then I went back, and then my parents and my grandpa's wishes for me to, I guess, you know, that time, the mentality to have a better education, you know, being in, I guess, in a different environment as well, it gives you a bit more of a different insight in life too. So I moved back here when I was 14, turning 15.
Wow. And back in the Philippines, you were part of ABS-CBN Star Magic.
Yes,
right? Tell
yes.
us about that.
So yeah, when I went back for a holiday and they took me to ABS-CBN. Mm. And then I was like that time, because when you're a teenager, you don't really, everything's still, what is it? It's not, back in the days, you don't really take things seriously. So, okay, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, they've asked me to sing and I became the star, I'm part of the Star Magic or Batch Circle, not Batch Circle 8. Yeah, Star Circle Batch 8. Sorry, that's what it was then.
And you had a group as well.
Yes, I was with mga kabatch ko actually was Leandro Munoz, Janet McBride, who's actually an Australian as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she came back here. Who else? Polanco? Miko Polanco?
Miko Polanco.
Yeah, Polanco.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, Miko.
That's all right.
It's been a while. See, Josie. Oh my goodness! Google niyo na lang. Star Circle Batch 8.
Did you do apart from singing? Did you do acting or movies back
I did. Okay, not movies. I did before Star Circle. We were actually in a girl group called Girl Talk.
Yep.
Which is kasabayan namin si yung mga Jeremiah who sang Nangihinayang. Mm-hmm. And that time we had an album for Labs Kita Okay Ka Lang movie, which is Jolina and Marvin.
Yep.
That time. And so we did a lot of shows. In short, that time we ended up doing TV shows with Jao Mapa. It was Flames back in the day. There's a kissing scene there with Jao Mapa.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, anyway, but I don't know. But long time ago. Oh. But I'm not an actress. It was just, I guess that time it was, they wanted us to, you know, back in Philippines, they give you a lot of opportunities to see what comes up out of there. But really my passion is singing, music.
Yeah, so when you, from the Philippines, you came to Australia, nag-iba yung daan or path mo.
Yes,
yes. What did you do here?
Here, so other than I've studied here, I did a bit of music here and there. I end up being contracted for Crown Casino, which is that time, in short, that happened. I'm now with Chunky Jam Band, which is under Instinct Music. Mm. It's a corporate band. One of our biggest highlights yet is 2 years ago when Mariah Carey was here for Crown Casino New Year's Gala.
Mm-hmm.
So before she decided to come down here, and she was still with Packer, that Deniba, we were the band for the gala night. That was
front.
Well, no, dapat kami lang. And then last minute, when Mariah decided to come down here, naging supporting act for Mariah Carey for Under Crown Casino. So that was 2015, New Year's Eve. So I feel blessed na all these opportunities, all these doors are opening. But I think I feel really, and I said this once, I think to John and to other friends, when I sing, it's more of I'm giving all myself. Mm. And it's the rawness, the genuine me.
Mm.
And I'm proud to be Filipino because I'm the only Filipino in the band.
Mm.
And they would go, and I'd always hear a compliment here. They're all Filipinos. They're always, you know, they're always good singers, you know, or sa atin, magagaling talaga mga Filipino, which I'm very proud, you know. But yeah, through corporate companies here, I feel like I'm raising the flag for, you know, sa atin, sa talent ng mga Filipinos.
Yeah. You're representing the Filipinos.
Yes. That's right.
And that makes us proud, of course.
Oh, thank you.
At alam natin yung pagganda is more of passion.
Yes.
Oh, it's not money making or anything else.
No.
It's all about, you know, you really want to share your talent.
I'm blessed that I can earn from my love, but every now and then it's also one of the things I've always said is any gift that we're given, whether you can play guitar, you can play piano or sing, it's a gift that was given to you and it can easily be taken away then, diba? So kumbaga sa akin, I cherish every time I get to sing, but also it's a platform for me to you see people admiring you, coming up to you, but also it's my way of planting seeds in terms of when I get the chance, I just tell them that, you know, it reminds them that it's more than just a gift. It's more than just singing. Yeah. It's a music. It's a gift. Mm. And yeah, I've always, I think I was brought up like that. Na you try and, lalo sa parents ko, papa ko, palagi sinasabi nila na, you know, you always practice kindness. Mm. And with that comes, for me, my singing yung platform, music platform ko is my chance to somehow make an impact in a small way and bring positivity and yeah, and remind people of that we're blessed.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice. You've been through challenges as well as a singer.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely. My album, which is self-entitled Laura Love, that made an impact in some way. Unfortunately, in short, I had a bit of a conflict with manager ko, Larry Hermoso. But anyway, that being said, I pray that one day that we will be given a chance to meet or cross paths again. And but yeah, the challenges were, unfortunately, some of my launching plans, it didn't happen as how we would want it to be because of those financial conflicts. So hence the reason why though na launch ang album ko all throughout Philippines, it was under SM Gaisano Music that time. Ano pa ba sa atin? Nakalimutan ko na ngayon. Yung mga music CD,
yeah,
stores.
CD stores.
So it's all throughout Philippines and that was great. Pero I did some mall shows, pero it was very limited. So I was blessed that I get to also, I had a guesting kay Kuya Germs. Mm. I had the privilege, Walang Tulugan. So I sang there. I think, I don't know if I uploaded it on YouTube. Maybe not, but anyway, it will be on my Facebook. But I've had some guestings or invitations, and I'm very grateful for that. But it could have been better launched kung walang conflict.
Mm.
So, and I'm pretty sure people may have already seen it before, pero matagal na. But it was on PEP, it was on Manila Times, Philippine Times, that we had a legal conflict with the manager that time. Mm. But after all of that, it was for me more of, in short, mababasa naman nila yun sa online. But in short, the reason why I did that, na, unfortunately, because of the legal proceedings that I pursued, it was more of to avoid other people being trapped in the same
situation
that I was in, and it was to help out.
Mm.
And I guess it's, you know, when pag may mali, you wanna, and you feel it gusto mo itama.
Mm.
And it wasn't because I was trying to gain fame out of that or anything. It was actually very uncomfortable for me, to be honest. And I didn't know how to say it, but now looking back to it, it was what I've always said, and again, I will repeat it, so it hasn't changed from my mind and in my heart. And the reason why I did that is because I want to help. I want to make sure that no one else goes through what I did that time and all the troubles and the heartaches that I went through.
Mm.
But yeah, you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Yep, so, that's true.
Yeah.
Anong pakiramdam, Laura, when you're performing in front of so many people? And then here in Australia, not only one culture, but like diverse cultures.
Yeah. Amazing. To me, it's also a very spiritual thing. Because
mm-hmm.
as I've said, I always treat it as a gift. And to me, it was also, personally, I respect everyone's religion, everyone's belief. But for me, it was also, it's almost like a praise and worship moment for me as well. Every time I know that I sing to the best of my ability and be the excellent singer that I could be, set aside that I feel like I'm representing Filipinos and our talent. It was also for me, I was singing sa Heavenly Father in Athen. It was, I want to do the best that I could with the gift that He's given to me. And to be then acknowledged every time sa all our gigs. It was humbling, but it was also very enriching for me spiritually.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's why you're having and launching this Love and Care concert.
That's right. So the reason is, you know, I have gigs and I'm privileged to do that. But also it's kind of nice. I've always wanted, and when I've had the chance to finally have a chat with Care Builders and John, I wanted to do more than just singing. I wanted to sing. I know it's for a great cause.
Yeah, to sing with a purpose.
With a purpose. Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah.
So are you and John already friends, or just because of this Love and Care concert, that's why you guys became friends?
Well, before that, we have some common friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
We're surrounded by good friends, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we've been surrounded by good friends.
Good friends, yeah. And then out of the blue, we were talking about that, you know, living with a purpose, for me, singing with a purpose. And so they've come up with the idea, now why not we should have a benefit concert?
Oh, okay. So you guys were all together friends, and then you guys decided,
why don't we put up
a concert?
Yeah.
So tell us about Love and Care Concert, John.
Well, it begins with the name of the company itself. As you say, it's Care Builders Group.
Give us a little background of the company, pala.
Yeah. Care Builders Group is... it's a small company, but with a big vision. It's gonna be big, and it's a God-given name. When I'm praying for a name, God give me the word community, and I conceptualized the name Community Alliance Real Estate, and without knowing it, it becomes Care.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, Care and myself, I've never been involved in the political arena. What I've done is I go out to the community, you know, sporting events, any events that the Filipino has in there or other community, I always support it. And since then, it becomes the big thing for Care to give back to the community. And not only here, we're helping a lot of kids back home in the Philippines. We're helping around 400 kids back home. And then we're building church and even in Sri Lanka. So we have a big vision. And one of the things is for the community to benefit. And with this one, I said, I think we can gather the community to support the three special individuals that needs a little bit of help. And they are, you know, Anita Shea, Pia Milliares, and Rafael Jeremiah Nadong. They're all special people that needs a bit of help. So I said, why don't we get this benefit concert going?
Is this for them?
It's for them.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about these three people, special people.
Anita Shea has lobular breast cancer.
Okay. She's Filipina, correct?
They're all Filipinos.
Okay. Yeah?
And Pia Milliares has... nasopharyngeal cancer. And Rafael Jeremiah Nadong has a rare genetic disorder. So I will not go into details on their sickness to give them some privacy. But they're the one who's going to be benefiting from this concert.
So the proceeds of the event will go for their operation and treatment.
Everything. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that's right. And also, may I add on that, you know, other than myself, I also have Inditri Singh.
And Herbert.
Who, again, it's all in the post. They're giving their time and their talent for this.
Yep.
You know, they're not asking something in return. And it's so nice that we found ourselves in the same common goal, is to help out, to come up with a benefit concert, give everyone, set that aside, everyone. I think music is an international language. So
yes.
We also have some guests that are non-Filipinos, a concert. And we want to give them a beautiful concert, more of an acoustic, I guess, setting, type of concert. But at the end, we all wanted to give our best, because this is for something that's, you know, that's valuable. You know, it's to help out other people who maybe they have some, you know, how some people, when you're down, and I'm sure they have their ups and downs, but I do know for sure, as a human, you know, when you're really down, sometimes you feel like you're alone, sometimes maybe that no one's there for you, but we want to be able to give that message as well, that we're here,
yeah,
that there are still good people out. You know, there's still good Samaritans everywhere. Sorry, go on, John.
Yeah, we have a good support at this concert. We have sponsors that's, you know, giving their time and giving their resources to make this happen. We have some clubs that's helping us out, especially Clarinda Fishing Club, you know, East Badminton, Southeast, you know, the PBA Carey Cup that we're leading as well. So there's a lot of groups that's helping this out.
Bakit love and care?
Actually, it's because it's Valentine and because it's a benefit concert. And nakataon, Laura's surname is Love.
Yeah.
And then the company name is Care. So one of the boys, which is my business partner, Led Bato, has suggested, why don't we name it Love and Care?
Oh,
yeah. Just, I love it.
It makes sense.
It makes sense here.
And he's like... Yeah, I've been, you know, moving to telling more about Care. So I have, Led Bato as my business partner who's into it as well. Mm. I have some boys that's helping me out, like Herbert C., Francis Roque, Raniel Torres of RGT Photography, he's giving his time as well. There's Noel Jin who's emceeing. Yeah, everyone is giving their time.
So everyone is involved in this concert, as you can imagine. No one's getting something out of this.
Yeah.
This is solely to give back. You know, I think one day, and hopefully knock on the wood, we don't want to see ourselves in that situation. But it's nice to know that, you know, it's nice to give rather than you receiving minsan. And I'm not saying that in a very negative way, but it's like if you're given a chance to give, bakit hindi, di ba? Bakit, you know, you don't want to, and I pray to God, and that's why I said to my other friend, I hope that we don't find ourselves like that. You know, it's hard enough that they're going through that. And can you imagine if you put yourself in their shoes?
It's not easy.
It's not easy, you know? So... hopefully it's, and you know, it's not about just the financial that we're giving. It's to
moral support as well. The
support.
Yes.
Let them know that there are a lot of people. The communities. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Maganda dito yung ganitong okasyon kasi natitipon mo yung komunidad.
Yes.
Nagkakaisa. Unity. And that's what we want. I've always wanted that. And I think even every time I sing, when I get the opportunity to sing in the Filipino community, I always try and remind, again, that's how I try and plant seeds, na, you know, tayo, we should be able to help, you know, we should help each other, rather in, you know, may ingitan, or, I don't know, making issues here and there. Life is too short, you know, life is too short. I'd rather one day when I grow old know that when I do meet my creator, Setarasada, I wanted to hear the words, you know, well done, your faithful servant. I want to be able to look back when I grow old and know that I've done the best I could, you know, with the gift that I'm given. And nakatulong ka sa ibang tao. Kasi at the end of the day, material things, you can't carry it to your grave after all.
Yep, that's right. Apart from great performances, what else are we expecting from the concert?
We'll just have some fun on that night. Ria Cuisine will be there. They can buy food on site. We have probably a couple of hours of dancing. I think Dan Manaloto will be there as well, giving his time.
My Travel Solutions also
travel
is going to be there.
My expert, one of my top Australia's loan advisor, will be there as well, so supporting us. So I think... yeah, come and join us on that night, and I think everyone will enjoy it.
Is it possible for us to, maybe later on, just to say hello? We've already mentioned it anyway, but to make sure that we've gone through all the sponsors. Just
ahead.
To thank them.
Do you want to? So before that, when and where is this going to happen? Invite our listeners.
Okay, concert will be on Feb 10, starts at 7 p.m. 1 Osborne Court in Springvale. Okay, there's plenty of parking on site, so
near the train station too.
Yes, near the station, if you'd like to drink, then you can just take the train.
I think they can buy alcohol there too, so
So that's going to be on 10th of February.
10th of Feb, yes, that's right.
The timing din sa Valentine's Day.
That's love and care. So everything is just, it feels like everything's falling into place.
And there are people that you would like to greet and thank?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the principal sponsors for these major sponsors. My expert, which is one of the Australia's top loan advisor. My Travel Solutions, which is Chris Centeno. Care Financial Services, Rom, Gadan, and MLB Accounting, RGT Photography, Juban Homes, Home Tech Industries, Ria Cuisine, Noble Conveyancing. And of course, I would like to thank you guys, SBS Radio, Tree Double Said, and Philippine Times for being partner of this great concert. Event. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, do you think in the future there will be another Love and Care concert to happen and help other people or other Filipino-Australians as well?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. It's giving back. You know, it's always giving back for care. You know, we're not here just to sell properties and manage properties and teach people how to make money on property, but it's not all about money. What we do is with care, whatever process, that whatever income we have, we always give back to the community here and then back home as well in the Philippines.
But set that aside, he's being too humble. I know I've come to learn more about care builders that, you know, so that's true what he said. But may I add on that, you know, care, I've heard from friends that I met through care that they do help out the Filipinos, especially, you know, it's, I think, I've heard from acquaintances and friends, especially the ones who have just been here, migrants. You know, sometimes you don't know what to do. Mm. Some would even not think that they can avail a house. You know, they don't know what's in there financially. Care, I've seen that they have established, and I've seen that they've helped out so many Filipinos here already. To stand on their own 2 feet, to financially be able to afford their own house. Definitely, it's good to see a company with a vision, but also a company that cares for people.
That's why it's Care Builders.
That's right. That's why it's Care Builders.
Leaving the name.
Living the name for sure. Yeah.
And the good thing is, you know, from southeastern part of Melbourne where we sell most of our stuff, we're now expanding to the west and to the north. Mm-hmm. So basically, this year we will be expanding our business on those areas. Mm. So,
John, you've also mentioned that your company is also helping children in the Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I started with about 10 years ago when I was just starting, and these are the kids that lives beside the railway. Mm. And during that time, they live like a meter away from the railway. And since then, the government has relocated them at the back of Bilibid in Muntinlupa, and they call it South Bill. Mm. So I have, initiate and establish a church there, supporting a church that will gather kids, because there's plenty of kids there that if you don't plant some seeds, they're going to go somewhere else.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes on one weekend, we gather about 300-400 kids, giving them some Sunday school, a bit of snack, and, you know, things like that to inspire them that there's life more than that area. Because some people there, or some kids, they will grow up and they will just do crimes because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Walang guidance. Walang guidance, exactly. By establishing this special place for them, then at least, you know, some of them are teachers now. Some of them are doing, you know, they're having good jobs, and some of them has small business that's been running now. And it started with just, you know, a few people that's supporting them.
Oh, that's great. And it's still ongoing.
It's still ongoing, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Very, very inspiring.
Thank you.
Very inspiring.
Thank you,
So upcoming ang Love and Care concert. And your album is still out?
I think it is still. Someone said to me that they can still order it or something. Yeah. But when everything settles, because January pa lang ngayon, mag-February pa lang, I've been very busy with my gigs as well with Chunky Jam. I have had the privilege to also work with Andrew Wishart, who was the first runner-up for X Factor last year. I think, I'm sure it's last year. Si Reese Maston, di ba yung nanalo?
Yeah.
So he's actually the first runner-up with that. So I've had the chance to work with him, and there's more coming up in the future. which everything will be posted on my music page for all the events that's coming up. May I also add on that I'm very humbled that I'm part of Mental Health Foundation Australia. Mm-hmm. That's another one of my personal, I guess you would say, a project, not a concert. And it was the same thing. It's very similar. It's about community. It's about giving awareness, but also being part of the ambassadors who is there to just bring, to have a voice for those, especially for the mental health issues. Mm. So I'm actually one of the ambassadors for that. So the same thing, I will be posting other future events for Mental Health Foundation Australia. Mm. And likely we would love Kier. I'm sure Kier will be somehow.
Yeah. Kier will be there to support.
Yeah, support. Yeah. Yes.
And finally, would you like to invite our listeners once again to be there on the 10th of February?
That's right. Go first. No, you go. You got the details.
Hello, guys. We would like to invite you once again. 10th of Feb. You will enjoy this night. Bring your partner, bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, or just be there, and I'm pretty sure you will enjoy the night. Feb 10, 7 p.m., 1 Osborne Court in Springbell.
Thank you, John Rodriguez of Care Builders Group. At syempre, pasalamatan din natin ang ating singer.
Thank
and
you.
And beautiful R&B jewel, Laura Love.
Thank
and,
you.
And your next song is something special to you?
Yes, that's right. This is actually from my album, Laura Love. And it has been in MTV. So they've shown, it's still on YouTube. It's one of my favorite, my dad's favorite. So hopefully you love. I'm sure everyone, yung mga nakikinig, alam nila yung kantang to. So sing along. Just quick shout out also for those who's going home soon sa Manila, check out yung Senor Juan too, because I'm actually I'm one of the ambassadors for that too, or endorser.
And once again, let's hear it from Laura Love.
I give my best, but I best guess wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why we never last for very long? What are we doing wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night. If we could just get to it, I know we could break through it. But I guess my own may have been too much. The Lord knows when I'm getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems at times that all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Just one. And we figure out what we've been doing wrong. Why the good times never last for long. What are we?
such as ones. Can we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, to make the magic last for more than just one night. If we could just get to it, I know we could break through and just once. I want to understand why we'd always come back to goodbye. Why can't we give ourselves a hand and a beat to one another? We're no good without each other. Take the best and make it better. Find a way to stay together. Just once. Can we finally make, to finally make it right? Oh, to make the magic last for more than just one night. If we could just do it, I know we could break through and just once. Oh, we could break through and just
sbs.com.au/Filipino.